Hello.
Hi there. Can I speak with Kaza? No, sorry, Kaza Ram.
Speaking.
Yeah, hi there. It's Elliot returning the call from MMA Legal.
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, in regards to the inquiry you've made, you know, for the Scottish redress for the time in care.
I actually forgot to tell you, this was the whole reason I was doing the claim, right, and I thought it was only when I was in the shower, and there was actually a woman in the children's home who groomed me.
Okay.
Agnes Watt, I can remember her name, it was Agnes Watt, and I actually think I got her the sack. She took me into a gay barn, she took me into her home.
Yeah.
She was a member of staff.
So what
that was the whole reason.
No, don't worry. So, like you say, by the sounds of things, already from just with what you've mentioned, then we'll be able to, you know, look into this for you. What we're basically going to do is just going to confirm a few basic details first, but we'll take a brief statement of, like, say, what, you know, kind of went on at the time with Agnes.
Right.
And, like, we can look at getting this claim processed for you. So, just to confirm, I've got your name as Carol Ann. Is it all one word, like, with a hyphen in between, is it, or...?
It's two different words.
Yeah, so is Anna a middle name?
But no, it's like the same name, but it's like spelled a capital C and a capital A.
Yeah, so it's Carol hyphen Ann.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, perfect. And then Howard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you have been known by any other names when you was younger and in care and whatnot?
No, it's always been the same.
No, that's fine. And just one moment. Best email address is carolannh@protonmail.com.
No, it's kazaann82@gmail.com.
Yeah, sorry. So Kaza, sorry.
Kazaann, CAZZANNE, 82@gmail.com. I can't get into my Proton Mail account.
No, don't worry about it. Yeah, it's not a problem. And can you just confirm your door number and postal code as well?
It's number 7 Veneca Street, Michaelina 74, Hotel Whisky.
Thank you. And just your date of birth?
4th of July, 1982.
Okay. Sorry, just one moment, sorry, because it's just loading now. So what age was you when you was first placed into care?
15.
You was 15 years old, no?
Yeah.
So you do know, like, your mother's and father's names, and can you just confirm them for me?
Yeah, it's Linda Bradley and John Howard. But I stayed with my dad and my stepmom, so my stepmom's name is Elizabeth Howard.
Bradley, did you say?
Yeah, my mum's name is Linda Bradley.
Yeah, and what was your stepmother's name, sorry?
Elizabeth Howard.
And then your father's name?
John Howard.
John Howard, thank you.
It was the whole reason we're doing the claim was because of that one situation, and then when you were on the phone it just totally went out of my head, and it just jumped into my head the other day. I was like, I need to get a hold of that man again.
Right, no, of course, no worries. What I'll do is I'll take the details in just one moment for you. That's...
I actually think the lady got the sack, to be honest, around about the same time. She was a lesbian, she was gay.
Yeah. What home was it that you were staying at, first of all, sorry?
Belfield Children's Home.
Belfield Children's Home. And what area was it?
That was Belfield. North Belfield. Road.
Is it Belfield Children's Home, sorry?
Yeah.
Belfield Children's Home. And you would have been there around 1997?
That's it, yep.
Just one moment. Right, okay, so now I can take a statement, sorry. So during the time that you was there was a member of staff. What was her name, sorry? Agnes Watt.
Agnes Watt.
Yeah. What? Yeah, and if you could just explain a little bit about what happened then, sorry.
She had, like, took me out and she took me into a gay bar in Glasgow. She had took me into her home, and she was just like kind of giving me a wee bit too much attention.
Yeah.
I did believe she was grooming me. I did ask her a question. I did say, how do you know if you're... I didn't understand. Like, how do you know if you're gay or not? And I think she kind of took that the wrong way, and she took me into a gay bar and that. I think maybe she was, I don't know. And she took me into her home, and I can remember being in her house meeting her girlfriends.
And like, obviously, like, you've had a drink together and stuff, did you then take it when obviously you went out?
I'll be honest, it was more, they were smoking. It was more smoking cannabis.
Yeah. So you said she took you home and introduced you to her girlfriend as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything
and
else that you can...
took me into a gay bar.
Yeah, took me into a gay bar as well at the party.
And I think she was just spending a lot of time with me.
Yeah.
Didn't realise there was anything weird at the time, but now that I'm thinking back, it was a bit weird. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taking me into a gay pub and things like that. I was obviously underage. She sat and played the puggies, and she just kind of made me kind of sit there, feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah. Is there anything else at all that you can remember?
No, that's a bit hurt.
Right, okay, no worries.
I can remember something else, by the way. She was telling me to do things to myself with a shower hose. Which wasn't right.
Obviously making sexual remarks to you when you was young as well.
Yeah. Mhm. Aye. Yeah, no, it was definitely she was being weird to me, very weird to me. For being a 15-year-old child, she was meant to be a member of staff.
Yeah. And as well, during your time in care, is there anything else that you can remember at all during that time that you was there, you know?
See, I'll be honest, for that time, all I've done is smoke cannabis and really have tried my hardest to forget. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like something I've been trying my hardest to blank out.
Yeah, of course. No, of course, that's understandable. Just for a moment then, sorry. So one moment, I'm just writing this up into like a little bit of a statement as well for you.
No, that's perfect.
Just so you're aware, obviously, as well, when we make this case, it's not like, you know, we're just clutching at straws hoping for the best or anything like that. Providing that you have experienced some kind of abuse, and obviously, I know abuse is quite a broad statement, so it doesn't necessarily mean like, you know, you've had to have been beaten or anything like that. Like you say, you was 15 years old, and it's definitely inappropriate, kind of what went on at the time with that member of staff. So there is definitely a case to be made here, because at the end of the day, they should have been doing, you know, more to keep you protected and whatnot. So there will definitely
be, that's the whole reason I was going through it. And then when I first had you on the phone, it totally went out of my head. Do you know what I mean? I was in the shower the other day, and a name just jumped into my head. And
yeah.
It's like, I'm trying to just forget it.
Yeah, of course. No, of course. Understandable. Like I say, once you've kind of gold removed, you probably just try not to remember these types of things as well, don't you? But obviously, thank you for discussing it with me as well, then, because I do understand it can be a bit of a difficult...
I'm on a waiting list for cognitive behaviour therapy as well. Do you know what I mean? Let's just try to deal with different coping mechanisms and that.
Yeah. No, of course, that is understandable. Well, like I said, from the sounds of things, from what you've just explained, you should definitely have a case to be made here. I can't tell you exactly how much, you know, you would be due, because it does all depend. There's a few different factors, a few different things are different, but the average case at the moment is anywhere between £42,000 and £68,000.
Right.
So obviously, yeah, like I say, it doesn't mean that you have to get that much, but like I say, we're willing to get you as much as we can back for obviously what you've had to pay. Just to confirm, I know you said that you might have some kind of medical issues, but you don't suffer from any kind of like terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, do you?
No, not that.
No, perfect, no. And it's obviously touch wood, but if anything was to happen to yourself during the next like 12 months or so, during the type of this case, then we do just put like a beneficiary down, somebody who, you know, would receive the money if anything was to happen to yourself. Who would you like us to put down as that for yourself, Carol?
It would be my son, Mitchell O'Brien.
Yeah. And would you have a contact number for Mitchell, or should we just put your number down for now, or...?
I can get you the two settings I've got to ask him. Mitchell. Sorry, two settings. Mitchell, what's your phone number, son? 07359.
Yeah. 358 197. Thank you. Brilliant. So, to be completely honest, all we need to do from now in order to get this claim, you know, kind of underway for yourself is just a couple of things. So I'm just going to send you a message on WhatsApp now. Basically, we do just need a proof of ID from yourself. So, driver's license, passport, even a bus pass, something along those lines.
I've got a bus pass. I've got a bus pass.
And that's perfect. Yeah, so you can just take a picture of your bus pass and also just any proof of address. So, any letter that you've got in your home that's dated within the last 3 months as well.
Right, in my Sky bill.
Yeah, that's perfect. If it's dated within the last 3 months, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you can do me a favour and just take a picture of both of them and send them over on WhatsApp. The one other thing is we just need you to sign a form. Whilst you're sending those pictures over, I'm just going to get that form sent over to you on text as well, if that's okay.
Right. Yeah. To be sitting.
Yeah, no, it's one second for you then. Thank you. So you're going to receive a text from me now, Carol. Just ignore that for a moment, and then I'll explain that in a minute once you've obviously sent those pictures over.
Listen, I've got a Mills milk later here. Is that all right?
Yeah, if it's like a... Is it like... as long as it's got, like, address and a date on there, then it'd be fine.
Aye, it's like a transaction history.
Yeah, that'd be perfect then, yeah.
Right, thank you.
As long as it's like an official company and stuff, then it should be okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I'll send you both of them just to be on the safe side. I don't know if this is going to, if you're going to see that all right when I send it.
Yeah, just a moment. I'll have a look. I'll let you know when you send it. It's okay.
Right. Right, so I've got a message here. Please sign your documentation.
Yeah, so just ignore that for now. And then if you just go onto your WhatsApp, I've sent you a message on there.
Right, WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Right.
We use WhatsApp to send, like, pictures and things, you see, because it's just, first of all, it's a lot safer, and also it's a lot quicker and easier for people than email. Let me have a quick look.
Right, is that okay?
Yeah, see? I don't know, I don't think that would, because I can't see the,
Right, are you struggling to see it? Right, I'll kind of put it at the table. That's a wee bit... It's very small,
I don't,
to be honest.
I don't think it's got your name on there either, to be honest.
Right, see, it's got my name on that page.
Have you not got that Sky one? Is that in there?
Aye, I've got the Sky one. Right. Wait a minute, it's my light in here. I'll pull my blind up. Right. Right, I think that might be it. It's my phone, it's not the best phone either.
Yeah.
Right. Is that all right?
Just one moment, I'm just going to have a quick look now.
You can enlarge it and you can see it.
Yeah. It might be just a little bit blurry. Is there any chance, you know, that Sky one, if you can fold the page in half and then just take it a little bit closer, it might be okay.
Right, no, I'll do that.
Yeah, thank you. It's just because I know the solicitors, they're a little bit awkward, you know, if it's like a bit blurry and they can't read the name, they'll just ask us to send a new one.
No, that's fine. I'll do it again if you want.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, but that would be fine, but if you can just take a picture of the full of the half of that page so we can see the date as well.
Right.
Yeah, but that one was a lot clearer, that one's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect, thank you.
That's better.
Yeah. So all that's left now, like I said, is they have sent over a form to your text messages rather than the WhatsApp, the one you just read a moment ago. Just so you're aware before you open that, that does, obviously what that does is that gives us the authority to contact like the local councils and get all of your information and stuff like that. But it does also mention as well though, Carol, is it does mention about our fees as well. So, just so you are obviously aware, we work on a strict no-win, no-fee basis. So, we will never charge you if you are unsuccessful. In a successful case, we do just charge 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
Listen, that's absolutely perfect.
Perfect. No worries, then that's perfect. So, yeah, if you can just open up that text message for me from MMA Legal.
Right. To resettings. Is it a text message? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one of your text messages, right. Yeah.
Sorry, it's just boring. Right. Right, I've got it.
It's really simple. If you just scroll down underneath that blue box, there's a big white box to put your signature inside. All you've got to do is sign inside there and then tap the blue box that says execute all documents.
Oh, I'm finding this hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't sign that.
How come, sorry?
I can't sign it.
How come, sorry?
It's my fingers. It's not letting me.
Okay. Is it just not, with you tapping it, it's just not entering it in, or?
It's just not letting me. It's my phone. It's absolute pish.
Okay.
It's not letting me sign it. It's just those squiggles, honest.
Yeah. So, I mean, can you, it should say clear just above. Can you see if you can maybe just try and put your initials, just like a, you know, C and a H or something, or a C and an A and a H?
I'm not even getting the full date to things. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's great to send you something. Well, I
mean, let's
say you get an extension. That's what I've got, honestly.
Yeah.
That's it. Listen, I've got carpal tunnel in my hands. My fingers are numb. It's like they don't work. Honestly, it's like, I really can't do that.
Yeah, okay. So if you, like, say, even if it's just a squiggle, if you can just do the best, you know, the best that you can. And then just...
Well, it's come up signing complete.
Yeah, perfect. No worries. Well, I'll do it. I'll look. But like you say, as long as we know that it's come from, like, your mobile phone and things like that as well, it should be fine, to be honest. It's just,
right.
You know, it has, like, you know, like your IP address, for example, when you sign it and things like that.
Right.
So, yeah, that should be fine. I will put a note as well, just to put as well, you know, that... You have signed it. That's the best that you can do because obviously you have got, you know, like you said, like carpal tunnel or whatnot.
I've got carpal tunnel. My fingers are absolutely numb. I've got no feeling in them.
What I'll do is I'll make a note on the system as well, just so they are aware. But providing obviously, like say, it's come from your phone anyway, and you know it is you that signed it. We can confirm that on the call, so that should be perfectly fine anyway.
Brilliant.
Just one moment. I'm just going to make a note of it. Perfect. So, just so you're aware, then, thank you for getting that signed and getting all of these documents back. Obviously,
thank
the next
you.
Steps from. No worries at all. The next steps from here, basically, Carol, is we're going to send it off to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Usually takes about 7 to 10 days, like a week and a half for them to get back.
Okay.
And then basically from that point, you receive one phone call from the solicitors just to let you know that the case has been accepted. After that, they'll just kind of quietly work behind the scenes for you, getting this claim, you know, processed and underway. It takes roughly around 12 months in total, I'd say, until you can expect to see some type of, you know, refund back. But after that initial call, where they've let you know that the case has been accepted, you probably won't hear that much from them after that, because they will just kind of quietly be working in the background.
Okay.
Perfect. Just one more thing as well for you, Carol. Just one thing that I do need to make every, you know, customer aware of on a call. There are three ways that you can make a claim for the Scottish Redress Scheme. You can claim yourself without a solicitor if you want. You can also use a solicitor that gets paid up to £2,000 by the redress scheme, or you can instruct us under a private agreement like we've just discussed. So that's just obviously, like I said, 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
No, that's absolutely fine.
Perfect, no worries. Well, other than that then, you obviously have a good day today, and thank you for your time. If you do have any questions at all, don't hesitate to...
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. I was just going to say as well, if you do have any questions at all, please feel free to give me a message on WhatsApp and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much.
No worries. Then you have a lovely day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.